you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A warm welcome to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. This program is coming to you from Iran, and you can download it from our website, IRIB English Radio. Just simply search Bookshelf. That's the easiest way of accessing our program or the episodes in the archives. Well, these days belong to Lady Fatima, the daughter of the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his holy family. 2 days from now, we're going to have the martyrdom of Fatima al-Zahra, and these are very sad days. And we decided to dedicate this episode to this lady, very important figure in the history of Islam. There is a very nice part in the book, House of Sorrows, The Life of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra and Her Grief, written by Sheikh Abbas al-Ghumi. And we deemed it very fit and suitable to a kind of introduction as a background to our program, Bookshelf. Well, every year, millions of Muslims cry for Fatima al-Zahra. There are a multitude of gatherings, both commemorations and mourning ceremonies in her memory. There are observances of praise, joy, and honor for her, in which her noble characteristics are remembered, while Muslims also hold rituals of lamentation where they recount in vivid detail the painful events of Islamic history which led to her intense grief and eventual martyrdom. The faithful even go to the extent of invoking Almighty Allah to deprive those who hurt her from His mercy and blessings. Despite everything which is recalled on the pulpits throughout the world and the articles and booklets which have been published so far about this great woman, the true history of her short life and the salient features of her personality are still unknown. However, still, with the little that the Muslims know about her, they still accept Fatima, her majesty and greatness, wholeheartedly. The sphere of influence of Fatima al-Zahra is extensive, and she not only appeals and is a person of reverence for the Muslim community and whom only Muslim authors write about, rather her character, personality, and visage actually transcend religion and the Muslim sphere. Well, I hope you get the point about how important this woman is in Islam, not only in early history of Islam, but also for the centuries to come. Let's end this section and take a short break. Back to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And we were introducing the book, The House of Sorrows, The Life of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra and Her Grief, written by Sheikh Abbas Qumi. And now we are going to introduce the translator. This book has been translated by Ijaz Ali Turab Hussain Bujwala. and you can easily download it from al-islam.org. It's a translation of Baytul Ahsan fi Masa'ib Sayyidatun Niswan. So we already introduced the author and also the translation publication and also the translator, and now is the time for a little background which is provided by the publisher. This book, House of Sorrows, in fact, in short, is the first ever book in English to detail the last 6 months of the life of the only daughter of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his holy family. Well, this book focuses on the status of Lady Fatima from Quranic verses and traditions, and delves into the events immediately preceding the death of Prophet Muhammad. There are a number of events discussed in this text, such as Saqifah, the taking of Farak, and then in vivid words goes through the last months of her life. Be prepared to shed tears as you read the heart-wrenching events of what happened to Az-Zahra, as recounted and narrated in the major books of the Ahl Sunnah and the Shia. We're going to read a very short excerpt from this book, and we hope that you enjoy it, in fact, in the next part of this program, Bookshelf.
شمسا تهدي البشرية لحياة القرب الأبدي يا قبلة عزم الأحرار في قلب محمد تلهمنا كل الإصرار وعلي يشهد يا قبلة عزم الأحرار في قلب محمد تلهمنا كل الإصرار وعلي يشهد يا روح الله يا سر الله يا روح الله يا سر الله يا آية كل الأزمان.
Back to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. We were introducing the book House of Sorrows, The Life of Sayyida Fatima Az-Zahra and Her Grief. Well, as we promised in the previous section, or as is the norm for our episodes of this program Bookshelf, we normally read an excerpt from the book that we introduced for that specific episode. Here it is. I'm going to read about a part that says her abstinence and piety. Sayyid ibn Tawus relates that when the two verses of the Quran were revealed, and verily hell is certainly the promised abode of them all, for it, the hell, are seven gates, and for each of those gates will be a separate party of the sinners assigned. The Prophet wept abundantly, such that his companions also wept upon seeing him. However, the companions could not understand why the Prophet wept, and none could question him, beholding his state. It was the habit of the Prophet that whenever he saw Fatima, he was delighted, and thus one of the companions went to Fatima to bring her to the Prophet. When he reached her house, he saw that she was grinding barley in the mill and reciting the following verse of the Quran, "And what is with Allah is better and more lasting." The man went and saluted her and informed her about the Prophet's lamentation. Immediately, Fatima stood up, put on a worn-out veil, which contained 12 patches of the leaves of date palms, and came outside. When Salman's sight fell upon her, he wept and said, "Oh, the grief, the daughters of Caesars, Roman kings, and Khosrows, Persian kings, adore dresses of brocade and silk, while the daughter of the Prophet wears a worn-out and patched veil. Fatima came to the Prophet and said, O Prophet of Allah, Salman is surprised at my dress, when by the Lord who has chosen you by truth, 5 years have passed since we use a sheet made of sheep's hide. We sleep upon it at nights, and during the day we turn it and lay leaves for the camels to eat, while our pillow is also made from the leaves of date palm. The Prophet turned towards Salman and said, Verily, my daughter is among the foremost ones in the eyes of Allah. Fatima then asked the Prophet, O dear father, may I be your ransom? Why do you weep? The Prophet recited the above verses revealed by Jibrail or Gabriel. When Fatima heard the name of hell, she fell down prostrating upon the ground and constantly repeated, Woe, woe upon those who enter the fire of hell. As you can see, I read only a short excerpt from this book entitled Her Abstinence and Piety. We were introducing the book House of Sorrows, The Life of Sayyida Fatima Zahra and Her Grief, written by Sheikh Abbas Qumi and translated by Ejaz Ali Turab Hussain Bujwala. You can easily download this book from al-islam.org and also listen to our programs and the previous episodes of this program Bookshelf in our archives. Simply search Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. And once again, we need to say that we dedicated this program to Lady Fatima al-Zahra, the daughter of the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his holy family, because these are the days that belong to Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. You were listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio, hosted by me, Muhammad Javad. Thank you very much for listening to us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
الذين يستمعون